Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, March 31st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, or online at fnbwauchula.com. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding Maria Zanae Holly, who was last seen yesterday in Wauchula. She is 13 years of age and was last seen leaving Wauchula in a 2021 gray Kia K5. If you know of any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot, 135 East Main Street in Wauchula. Entry is $5 and all proceeds will benefit One More Child. And your local jobs in the Hardy area, Innovar Structures is looking for plumbers. 5 years of experience and a driver's license are required. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Performance Automotive is looking for an alignment technician, a driver's license, 1 year of customer service experience, and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. And L. Cobb Construction is looking for a front desk receptionist, a high school diploma or GED, and Spanish fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 91. Partly sunny with a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Wind southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is 64%, very humid. Dew point 69, cloud cover 47%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way at 30,000 feet. your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest this afternoon, and a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the evening, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s, west winds around 5 miles an hour, with a 50% chance of rain. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly clear, much cooler, less humid, with lows in the upper 40s, north winds around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. So make sure to dig out those umbrellas, folks, because there is a pretty nice chance of rain coming pretty soon. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The year-old red meat trade provision of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement have expanded access for U.S. beef and pork in the world's largest meat import market. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, pork exports to China were record large at nearly 1 million metric tons in 2020, valued at $2.28 billion. Beef exports to China were just under 43,000 metric tons, also a new metric, up more than 300%. High-speed internet will be the centerpiece of rural economic development legislation drafted by the House Ag Committee. That's according to Chairman David Scott. Scott tells Agriculture.com, we've got to be smart and develop rural broadband as a centerpiece of our rural development, because if we don't have it there, you're not going to have the needed growth and development. Scott expects a hearing on rural broadband in early April with a bipartisan bill to follow. Despite 2020's pandemic, University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag researchers were markedly productive, reaching new highs in the number of studies published over the calendar year, posting 2,150 in 2020. Dean of Research Robert Gilbert tells MorningAgClips.com, our 2020 publications greatly exceeded our previous records, with numbers a full 15% higher than in any other year and 19% higher than last year. Gilbert acknowledged 2020's accomplishments could be hard to beat.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. March is closing out to be one of the most active tornado months in the last 10 years. The month of March alone saw over 100 tornadoes across the country. While most of the tornadoes did not severely damage agricultural lands, it did impact parks in North Alabama. Last week's outbreak, for example, hit around Birmingham, where dozens of homes, churches, and businesses were destroyed. Around 10 tornadoes were spotted, one of which was an F3 tornado with winds around 140 miles an hour. Here is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey with a breakdown of the tornado events this month, including last Thursday's breakout here in the southeast.
The first outbreak we saw occurred back on March 12th and 13th across the southern Great Plains. And then since then, we've seen two significant outbreaks, mainly in the southeast. The first of those March 16th to 18th. And then on March 24th and 25th, we saw a third significant outbreak. Again, this one had origins across the southern plains before significant thunderstorms and tornadoes swept into the southeast on March 25th. The third of the three outbreaks has proven to be the most significant. Early reports indicating there could be as many as six fatalities with the March 25th outbreak that originated across east central Mississippi, spanned the state of Alabama before ending up across northwestern Georgia.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bernie Bennett. The IRS says a phishing scam is targeting students and staff with EDU email addresses at colleges and universities.
The fraudulent emails display the IRS logo and use various subject lines like tax refund payment or recalculation of your tax refund payment. The emails ask people to click on a link and submit a form to claim their refund. The phishing website then requests people to provide personal information. People who receive the scam email should not click on the link, but they can report it to the IRS.
Shelley Adler reporting. U.S. stock indices dipped Tuesday. The S&P slid 12.5 points, its second decline in a row. The Dow dropped 104 from the all-time high it set the day before, and the NASDAQ fell 14.25. Benchmark crude oil prices fell a dollar and a penny, closing at $60.55 a barrel. With business, I'm Bernie Bennett.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Final Four is set. Houston takes on Baylor in the first game Saturday, followed by UCLA and Gonzaga. The Bruins became only the second First Four team to reach the Final Four after they edged Michigan 51-49. Johnny Juzang had a game-high 28 points for the Bruins while playing most of the second half on a sore ankle. He was asked if he had to lobby to get back in the game after being injured.
No, I didn't have to talk to anybody. I just stepped off and, you know, got some treatment and got some heavier tape, you know, the adrenaline, and I'll feel it tonight.
The Bruins survived a series of nail-biting misses by top-seeded Michigan in the closing seconds. Gonzaga toyed with USC 85-66 to advance to the Final Four. Zags coach Mark Few on his team jumping out to a 25-8 lead.
Guys came out, just played with just tremendous energy and toughness.
Drew Timmy led the Zags with 23 points. This is SRN Sports. The NFL is increasing the regular season to 17 games and reducing the preseason to 3 games. Team owners Tuesday approved the 17th game, marking the first time in 43 years the regular season has been increased. The Super Bowl now will move back a week to February 13th, which places it directly in the middle of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Coincidentally, NBC has the broadcast rights to both. After a shortened 60-game schedule in 2020, Major League Baseball returns to a full 162-game season in 2021 with a full slate of games set for Thursday. Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts was asked about his team repeating as World Series champions.
You know, I think we all have one goal in mind, that's to win again. It's going to take a lot of hard work. We know that there's a bullseye on our back, but, you know, I'd rather be playing with a bullseye on my back than trying to chase to get to the top.
The Dodgers open their season at Colorado tomorrow afternoon. L.A. Angels slugger Mike Trout is the consensus favorite to win the MVP award entering the 2021 season. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Or if you're near a computer or phone, head online to fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, diet day number one. I removed all the fatty foods from my house. They were delicious. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.